I'd like to read from John's Gospel, chapter 13 and verse 36. Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "I am going where I am going. You cannot follow me, but you will follow me later." And then going down to chapter 14, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back, take you to be with me, that you also might be where I am. And then verse 5. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. We don't know where we are going, where you are going. So how can we know the way?" And that, with that triumphant answer, he says, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The disciples gathered around Jesus for a discussion. And the topic of their discussion was his departure, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. And as we look at those disciples there, you will see that their hearts were filled with uncertainty, they were troubled, and they had no hope. And yet the man who should have been troubled and filled with uncertainty spoke to them with majesty and great authority, and no evidence of uncertainty at all. He spoke to them with majesty and authority. Instead of being the victim of circumstances, he was the victor over all those circumstances that were surrounding those disciples, giving them fear. He was the victor of circumstances. And he said to them, "The whole universe is my Father's dwelling place." He said, "I'm going from one place, from one dwelling place to another. And I'm going there to prepare a place for you. I'm going from the earthly abode to the heavenly abode." And Thomas said, "Lord, we don't really know where you're going. We don't even know the place. How do we know the way? How can we get there if we don't even know the place? How can we know the way if we do not know the place?" And that, with that triumphant voice, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He said, "I am the way to the Father, and therefore to every dwelling place of the Father." He said, "I am the truth. I am the truth about God. I am the truth about the Father. I am the truth about His majesty, His glory, His love and His mercy." He said, "If you want to know God, you know me. I am the way, the truth, and the life." He said, "I am the very life of God Himself. I am the very life of the Father." And he said, "That life will be given for you and to you when I am placed upon the cross of Calvary." And not only to you, but to every person in all succeeding generations who put their trust and faith in me. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way to the Father. I am the truth about the Father. And ultimately to all creation, the universe, and being. And I am the life, the very life of the Father. And that life will be given for you and to you when I am lifted up upon that cross. You know, we are living in a world of uncertainty, restlessness, despair, and without hope. Many people today are looking for a light to switch. A light that will lighten a path of direction, a path of hope, and a path of peace. But unfortunately, many people are switching on the wrong switch. And yet, right through the corridors of history to a present time, come the words of Christ, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way unto the Father. All the highways and byways of life that baffle us and make us dream dreams and see visions," he said, all these are unified in me. All these are unified in me. He said, "I am the truth. I am the ultimate interpretation of everything. I am the ultimate interpretation of everything." And he said, "I am the life." And finally, he said, "I am the life of all the universe. I am the very life of all the universe." You know, these are the words of a man who was going to be crucified not long after he said those words. Indeed, those are not the words of a man, not the words of a victim, but the words of a victor. Those are the words of God Himself, God in human flesh. And He's giving that invitation to every one of us today. "I am the way to the Father. I am the truth to all that is needed. And I am the life. The very life of the Father indwells in me. And that very life is going to be given for you and to you." Lewis, in his early years of his life, was looking for a meaning in life. He was restless just like those disciples. Till he heard those words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The eyes of his understanding being opened, he accepted the invitation of the same one who said those words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." But he said to him, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He heard those words, and he came to know the Saviour when he came to the foot of the cross. We are in a world of restlessness, but there is an answer to that restlessness. And that answer is Christ Himself. He is the way, the truth, and the life. You see, man is computerized for God. Man cannot do without God. There is an infinite vacuum in the heart of man that nothing can satisfy. Neither popularity, power, nor material things. Nothing can satisfy that infinite vacuum that is in the heart of man. It's only God Himself, in the person of His Son. And Lewis found that Saviour, and that infinite vacuum was filled to overflowing, and he was satisfied. You know, Lewis's life, and I knew Lewis for a number of years, was his unshakable faith for his Saviour. Unshakable faith. I envied him at times because of that faith. And when I took him to the hospital last Sunday, and I was getting his notes out, he was sitting on a bench. I turned around and looked at him, and there was a serenity about that face, and a carefreeness about about him. I didn't understand it at that time, but as I look back now, I feel that God was preparing him for that dwelling place. And I have no doubt in my mind, he is in that dwelling. But you know, he wasn't a man who was looking for great things. And I'm sure that although he is in that dwelling place, his eyes are not fixed on the gold and precious stones of that place. I got no doubt in my mind, because of his unshakable faith, his face, his eyes are fixed upon him who has prepared that place for him. Christ himself. You know, it's time since Sunday I'm thinking about that. And at times I wish I was him. To look upon that glory. To look upon that man. The man Christ Jesus, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except by me. And that invitation is to all here this afternoon. The question, of course, is, have you found the way? Are you restless? There is a remedy. Christ himself.